Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Jackie Lutz, L-U-T-Z. His address is 8 Franciscan, F-R-A-N-C-I-S-C-A-N Way, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-345-3440. ID is XXXXXX8567. Date of birth is 8/25/1950. 72-year-old married, retired military man. Insurance is Medicare/TRICARE. Pharmacy is Express Scripts. It's addressed to Dr. Kurt Johnson, MD. Mangrove Medical Group, 1045 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-345-0069. Fax is 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is recent history of cognitive decline, subparagraph, complaints of difficulty with short-term memory, comorbid medical problems, let's see, vertically. Obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, non-compliant, below that, type 2 diabetes, below that, dyslipidemia, below that, GERD, below that, history of cancer, current medications, let's see vertically. Metformin, fiber capsules, fish oil, omega-3, vitamin B6, one a day multiple vitamin, men greater than 50, omeprazole, aspirin 81 milligrams, vitamin B12, vitamin D3, finasteride, amoxicillin for dentist. Clinical history, dear Dr. Johnson, Jackie Lutz, the husband of a patient in my clinical practice, was seen today for neurological evaluation with a history of cognitive decline. Subparagraph, Jackie reports that he's had difficulty with short-term memory, difficulty with recollection from items and facts from day to day. New paragraph, he has an ongoing history of sleep apnea, which is not currently treated due to equipment difficulty in the past. Subparagraph, this is clearly a risk for cognitive decline as a consequence of his sleep apnea syndrome. New paragraph, he reports that he takes vitamins on a regular basis. He is well treated for his current medical problems. New paragraph, he denied having any other significant problems at this time. New paragraph. His neurological examination day was within normal limits. New paragraph. He gave no additional neurological history of difficulties with vision, hearing, taste, smell, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. He has no history of stiffness or tremor. New paragraph, he has no history of ataxia or imbalance. New paragraph, he did not give a history of, he does give a history of some urinary difficulty. New paragraph. He's not had any significant stumbling or falls. New paragraph. His clinical history would suggest that his risk for cognitive decline may be associated with his untreated sleep apnea. New paragraph. His cognitive decline in face of some urinary tract difficulty, of course, may be early manifestations of non-obstructive hydrocephalus. New paragraph. In consideration of his history and presentation, I am doing the following. List these vertically. He will complete the quality of life questionnaires for the National Institute of Health for more comprehensive assessment of his capacity. This will be reviewed when he returns. New paragraph, we will obtain a home sleep study in order to obtain new CPAP therapy equipment and initiate treatment for him if positive for sleep apnea suspected. New paragraph, laboratory testing for other dementia-related secondary risk factors will also be completed with carbon copies to your office. New paragraph. We will obtain a high-resolution 3D neuroquant brain imaging study for structural evaluation of his brain analysis for dementia risk factors. New paragraph. I'll see him for reevaluation with those results with additional report to you and further recommendations. New paragraph. Thank you. New paragraph. And then signed respectfully with my professional signature.